But the Bagmar Bayis Nami, Kivan the oil yoda is a soyev. When you put your hands in, you're becoming tame. Ki ayo kula you have a tamehu. But when your whole body comes in, then you become tame. Lamarav laza tsiruf yoda mishum tumika, mishum bialeka. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll start again. This is Leah Zachar, Shamas Vashamasi. So you're holding you at the end Gemara Daf Mem Beis and Mabeis. Again, the last shaila was is a klal of chiburin that when you're holding on to the mace, you're also tamei and you can't be makabel or nudin tuma. So Gemara has to kasha it's mash mitzoni midrabbonin. So Gemara said that Amr Rabbi Yanal Yomru tumas chiburin. Now this is a question of truma v'kadoshim. Avlo nozer yoyse pesach loy that we don't say this chumra of chiburin tuma by pesach and by nozer. So chorasoni midrabbonin. The yam with your raisa maishina, what should be the difference? The Gemara says, "Kan bechaburi adam biyodam, kan bechaburi adam bemeis." It depends. If a person is holding on to the mace itself, so then somebody else that touches him is sitter the chibur to the tumah. But if a third person is involved, that's only midrabbanan. Now the Gemara says, "Avol tumah v'tumah loy." But you want to say once a person is tumah already once. And now he touches the mace like a second time, he's not over a second lav. Because he's already tummy from before. For the Gemara, if so, tumo biyanami. How does the Bryce before say that the lav of lo yovoy and lo yitame, these two lavs you have? That you're over the lav of tummy, and you're over the lo yovoy coming into the house. For the Gemara, matame vikoyim, if the person's already tummy from before, so when he comes into the house now, when oil have a mace, why is he over the lav of lo yavoy? He's already tummy already once. So Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kan babayis kan basod. It depends. If you're outside in the field, and there you touch your mace, so you become tummy. If you touch another mace then, you don't have a second issa tumah. And who are then when you come into the house, you wouldn't be over the lav of lo yavoy, because you're already tummy. But kan babayis means when you walk into the house now, like together, both in a machal, when you come into the house now, that's when you're over the lav of tumah. You come into a house that has a mason there, so when you come in now, you're over the lav of lo yavoy, not to come into the yoyah mace, and you're over the lav of bimatama by a mace. Kan babayis kan basoda. Mem gimlo amralef on top holding. So Mori Sakasha, bayis nami. Even when you go into the house, also it should be a question. When you go into the house, why do you say both achal together? Kivon diayil yodeh isasiv. As soon as you put your hands inside the house, right away you become tameh. As soon as your hand goes in, like it's metameh you, when you go into the oil mace, when your hand goes in, it's considered like you touched the mace, so right away your body becomes tameh. Kiayil kulei ha tamehu. So when you're over the lav of lo yavoy, when you first come in completely, Zechur, by that time you're already tummy from before. So if so also, why do you say the two lavs are here? Zechur, should only be the lav of Layatame. Because as soon as you put your hand into the house, you become tummy. Like Taisa says, when you go into a house that has a mace inside it, it's considered like it's full of tumah. As soon as you put your hands in first into this house, kilu nageba mace, it's like you touch the mace. V'yakati lo karin lo yavoy. But it's not considered you're over the lab of lo yavoy and nozik can't come into the house that has a mace. Because you didn't go in yet. But by putting in your hand, you become tummy. If so, v'chiayel kulei hotamei mechulu v'yaymetu. When you put your whole body in, you should not be over the lab of lo yavoy. Because you're ready mechulu v'yaymet. You're ready tummy from before. So, Bezayin, you should never have the case where you're over the lav of lo yovei and lo yitamei. So, Gemara says, Elo amar Rab Loza tziruf yodei mishum tumika, mishum bialeka. Like this, a little part of the kasha. Like, Lechur, when you put your hands in, you're only over the issa tumah, and you're not over the lav of lo yovei yet. V'tziruf guma, v'tziruf gufa, tumah yobia ba'adi adodi kosi. Like, the answer is not true. If you only put your hand in first, so true, then you become tumi. You're not over lo yovei yet, so later when your whole body comes in, you won't be over lo yovei because you're already tamei from before. But you know where the case is, yichayei for two. If you don't have your hands sticking out, you're walking straight, your body is straight up, and you're walking into the house now. So when you walk into the house now, l'chur the lav of lo yovoy, not to walk into the house, and not to become tameh, comes together. So Gemara says, no, even on this it's akasha. Even if you walk straight up, with your hands straight down, your hands don't go in first, ho'yev shod le'ayil choyt my bereisha. L'chur, the first thing that enters into the house is your nose. Vice, not the stomach, vice, toys. The nose, vice, toys. You have your head sticking out, vice, toys. Your head is sticking out a little bit. So the first thing, your head is sticking out. So who the first thing that enters the house is your nose. V'nochas le'tumah. Or is that should be considered like your body becomes tummy as soon as your nose goes into the house. And when you're over the lav of le'yavoy, when the rest of the body comes in, so who again, you should not have both lavs. It's considered like first your tummy first. And once you're ready, tameh, that was the drasha before of lo yichalel, that if you're cholol already, if you're tameh from before ready, you don't have a second issa tumah. So how do we have the case? You're over the lav of lo yavoy. So where it says, elo amarava, hichnis yodoy mishum tumika mishum bialeka, and hichnis gufoy tumo biyavadadadikosi. So what the Murray and Terence know, when you put your body in, it could also be sometimes that your nose doesn't go in first either. Like you put your head back a little bit. Again, so your body would be mama straight. So if your body is straight, you don't have anything coming in first. It's considered your whole body comes in together. Like Taisa says, Hichnes gufoy tumul bi abad yadobi kasi and klaymar. Shoye kaifer roi shoye chutz labayis. You put your head back a little bit. Kumoy hilcha kagmoin roi shoye. So your head is back a little bit, so the kids, your nose doesn't go in first. But it's considered the whole body goes in together. So if the whole body walks in together to the house, that's the case that you're over the lav of lo yavoy not to come into such a house that has a mace there, and you're also over the lav of lo yitame not to become tame. So Maria still no, voyev shod le'ayil etzboso dekar yabresho. It's not possible that your toes don't go in first. Like once you have your head backwards, so your nose doesn't get in first, but I call upon them, your feet get in first. Your toes, they're sticking out. So who are the first thing to enter the house would be your toes, your foot. So that's metamiyu, again, because we consider this house as if it's full of tumah, like you're touching the mace. So if your toes would touch the mace, it's automatically metamiyu the whole body. And once you're all tummy, now if you walk into the house, you should not be over the lav of lo yavoy. So again, how do we have the case that the two lavs come together? The lav of lo yavoy not to come in, and the lav of not to become tummy. How do you have both together? Again, it's busted the kari bereisho. Penochas lo tumah, and tumah comes onto your body first, so you should not be over lo yavoy. So Gemara says it's true. Anytime the body walks in, no matter how the body is going to walk into this room, the body would become tumah first, and then you should not have the lav of lo yavoy. But where's the case that you have both? El omarav popo, kagoin shenichnas b'sheida teva migdol. We're talking about first you went into this house in a closed box, in a closed closet. So since it's closed, you're not tummy yet. It's an oil that protects you from the mace. But now that you're inside the middle of the house, and now somebody comes and pulls off the top of this box. So now you become tummy, and you roll the lav of lo yavoy together. It's considered this is the way you're coming into the house, and you're becoming tummy together. This is the case that at the same second, it's considered now you're coming into this house that's tummy, and it's also considered that you're becoming tummy. This is the way we'll have both. The Taisa says, "Going to nichnas b'shev the table migdol, ovach aparol of maziva, v'sarach loy madu masayeya." You have to say the person himself was also helping. Lohaster ha maziva to take off the roof. Do abasrov do behisra bala malkasari, because we're saying now that the person gets malkas. Like he also has to do an Aveira. Like he has to have Asra, they warned him. In other words, if somebody else has taken off the roof, so it's not his Aveira, he didn't mean to do it. You have to warn him. So the Hechel, the warning was not to do it, and he still helped along taking off the roof. So this is the case that the person is over both lives at the same time. Ma Baravashi, on another case. He wants to say, Ma Baravashi, could go in the Ayil Kishu Geises, the Poshna Teretz. That you walked into the house when this person was still alive. He was a geist, he was about to die. He was very, very sick, but he was still alive. V'nofak nishmosei, adi yosef, and while you're sitting there in the house, that's when the person died. So now, the tumul viya badadodikasyan, If you don't go out of the house, Vaisas they have to, same thing, they'll warn you. Like we're talking about now, you're getting Malkus for this. So they warn you now, fast go out of the house. And if you don't go out of the house, you stay in there, it's called you're over both lives together. This is the case that you're over the lab of La Yavoy, like you're inside this house where the mace is there, you're not supposed to be there. And it's also called the lab that you're matami yourself. Yes, so we just said, by not going out is also considered a mace. If they warn you not to go out, and you don't go out, that's also considered a mace. We had this before in the design like that. But the Shri is also considered a mace. Tana Rabbanan. Le Pasuk says, Lehecholai. This is going by a Kohen, that a Kohen is not allowed to touch a mace. So we darshin ad shor sheyomis. When is there allowed for a kohen to touch somebody? Only after he's dead. Ad shor sheyomis. But before the guy's dead, no matter how sick he is, there's no law for a kohen to touch him. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi darshins it from another pasuk. The pasuk says b'moisam. Again, a kohen b'moisam is going by a nazir. Rabbi Yoimer, lo yitama behem b'moisam, but lo yitama behem b'moisam. So we darshin ad sheyomis that you're not over the law of touching a mace until the person actually is dead. So Rosh says, "My benayu, what's the difference between these two drushes?" So Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Yechonon says, "Mashmoyes darshinika benayu." There's no difference la locho. It's only an afkamina from which pasuk do we learn out this chiddush. In other words, we're going now zayfer koyin, zayfer nozer. No matter how sick that person is, no matter how close he is to death, kol zman is not dead yet. There's no issa tumma. A kohen is allowed to touch him, a nozer could touch him. The issa for a kohen or for a nozer is first after the person is dead. Acha yomus. That's the drasha. So Rabbi Yochanan says both of them say the same pshat. It's only a question. One learns it out from leicholoi, and one learns it out from the meisam. But they both hold the exact same halacha. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Resh Lakish Amar, Resh Lakish says no, there's a difference in the two drashas. Resh Lakish Amar, goy say sika benayu. There's a difference about a goises. There is a difference. A goises means someone is very, very sick, about to die. L'man diyama meleha choloi, fun hei choloi afilu goises. He's also b'chal this lav already. Lecholoi is mashu, when he's a hecho, when he's kama dead, doesn't have to be dead completely. A goises means he's about to die, he's also in this lav of lecholoi. But l'man diyama b'moisam, but if you hold the drushes, like Rebbe says, from the word b'moisam, then for sure it's only ad sheyomus, in, but geistus loy, but if the person, no matter how dead off he is, how sick he is about to die, kozman is not b'moisam, there's no love. So according to Rosh Lakish, according to Tana Kama, even a geistus is also for current to touch. Yeah. Now the Gemara asks, well, l'man d'yama me lecholoi, according to the Tana Kama, the dashens from lecholoi, I hook sib b'moisam, according to the Kasha, according to Rosh Lakish, that you hold there's a difference in the drushes, so if so, how could you dash your male choloi? Even a guy says, the pasuk says b'moisam, until the guy's mamish dead. So Gemara says, no, me boil a little look at the Rebbe. The pasuk b'moisam needs for another drusha for Rebbe's drusha. The Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe Yoimer, b'moisam ene metame. There's a loch of the watch, it can't be metama b'moisam. A koyin can't be metama, somebody that's mace. If the person has tumas nega, or a guy has zivas, a zav, that's the locha that the nozer or kohen can still touch the people. This type of tumah, there's no issa to touch. There's only an issa to touch mamash meis, but not for meis, it's muta. That's the drasha. But moisa means any metame. Avo metame bin nigosum of zivasum. If there's only tumas nega of the person, or else tumas of a Zava is still muta. That's why he says, "B'moisim b'matam in the goyim, afilu b'achrini." Not even your father. When anybody else a kohen is allowed to touch, any tumas nega or tumas of a zava, it's muta. And the muzikim b'tumas meis, the cost of a kol nafshes meis layovei. Says only by a kohen he can't touch a meis. Mashenig and other tumas amuta. So that's what we use from this pasuk of b'moisim. So therefore, how do we know when is a person called mace for the Issa? That he dashed as the Pasuk Lecholoi, that even if a person is just a Geises, he's about to die, he also has a kohen as an Issa not to touch him. For the Gemara, Laman Diyama B'Moisam, but according to Rebbe, that dashed as the Pasuk B'Moisam to teach us that the whole Issa is only to touch after the person died, if so, How does he know to say that svara? Why doesn't he use it for this svara? To teach us the diuk that a kohen is only yosu with tumas meis and not with tumas negoyim or not with tumas of zava. So Marin says in Cain, leima kura b'mois. Let the blessed just say b'mois. My b'moisam, what's his double lashon of b'moisam? Is shamat minotati. For me, we can learn two drushes. B'moisam teaches us that a kohen is only also to touch a tumas meis, but not to touch a tumas negoyim or tumas zava zava. And the second drush is that though issa tuma only starts after the person is dead, but no matter how sick he is, it's still mutter to touch. No matter how sick he is, still it's mutter. For the more now the other way. Ulaman diyam b'moisam, like Rebbe the dashens from b'moisam, that even geises that only he's only us when he's dead. For the Gemara, ksiv lecholai, I the pasuk also says lecholai. It says so lechur lecholai should be mashmi even before he's dead, even when he's a geises, it should be yasa. So Gemara says lecholai who the yasa b'mi sheina mechulul yasa zeh shemechulul v'yamed. Rebbe dashens this pasuk lecholai like we had before. Coming to teach us when is the kohen over the issa of touching a mace. If he's not tame yet, if he's not touching a mace yet, but if he's already touching a mace that he's called mechulul, and now he goes and touches a second mace, he's not over the lav. That's the chiddush from the pasuk lehecholoi. It's not coming to teach us when the issa tuma begins. Like even though he's a geises, the pasuk is not talking about that. Lehecholoi means to teach us that if he's already tame mace, he already touched a mace, and what he had before, he's holding on to the mace. And now he goes and touches a second mace, there's no issa. That's the drasha, hudiyasa b'mi she'ena mechulul. A person that's not touching a mace, he's not mechulul, he's not tome yet. But a kohen that's already touching one mace, and then they hand him another mace, he's not over the lav. Freddy Gemara, lamandi yama melechola, but according to the Tanakama, tadashin's melechola to teach us when the issa tumma starts, the churu ha miboyle lahai svara, he should also need lechola rather for this svara to teach us that if he's already tome, he doesn't have the lav. So Gemara says, no, again, we can learn out both things from this pasuk. In Cain, if that was the only pshan, the pasuk, lei makrua lehechol. My lehecholoi, what's the pasuk saying lehecholoi? He shamat minor tati. Mir Tanakamba says, learn out two drushes. Lehecholoi means that a kohen is only over the lav if he's not mechulul. He's not holding on to one mace. This is the first mace he's touching, he's over the lav. And the second drasha is that the lav pertains even when he's a geises. Even before he's really dead, if he's about to die, a geises, that's also a lav for a kohen to touch. Mace, we have a kasha now. It says, Alocha, Odom Einoi Mitama Ela'ad Shetetzai Navshoi. A person only has tuma after the nefesh goes out, till his mamish dead. V'yafilu meguyed v'yafilu geises. Even if he's meguyed, like hanging there, or he's a geises, still he's not metame until he dies. Fred Gemara l'man b'yavim elecholoi ha'katoni d'yene metame. According to Kasha, according to Tanakama, according to Resh Lakish, said Darshans from the pasuk milecholoi that even though he's a geises, there's also an issur for a kohen to touch him. If so, here the Brisa says not like that. Here the Brisa says, Adam einu metama, ela ad shetaisei navshoi. The tumas hameis only starts when the nefesh goes out, but before the nefesh leaves the person, there's no tumas hameis. So how can the Tanakam before dashim from the pasuk lecholoi that it's also for kohen even to touch a geises? Hakatana the einu metama. So the Marantz is true. Lin yin tumuyei adinofat nafshei. That's like a true. When is the loch of tumas hameis chal upon a person? That's only after his neshama leaves him. Only after the nefesh goes out. Calls him on the nefesh is there even though he's a geises. Tumah on the person is not chal. But lin yin is chulei ho ischol. That the pasuk says lo yichalel. And with Ashin lecholoi, that with Ashin now the kohen cannot touch even a geis, says true. Even though there's no tumas meis yet, but our koponim there is this inyan of be mechalol that the kohen should not be mechalol himself. That's the chiddush of lecholoi. So Tzai speaks out the barim mahochi shaminon to kohen ein emuzer ala geisus. La locha, kohen does not have to be careful not to touch a person when he's still a geises. De kaim lo k'Rabbi Yechon l'gav Resh Lakish. Because we paskin like Rabbi Yechon against Resh Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that these two drushes are both saying the same thing. It's only Mashmoyas Dorshanik Benayu. But both the Tanakam and Rabbi both agree that a Kohen is only Yosef to touch a mace when he's dead. But before, when the person is still alive, even though he's a Geis, there's no Issa. So the Loch we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, the Loch would be mutter for a Kohen to touch a person. Even on the Maisa, we hold you're not supposed to touch a person anyway. But Shas, the person is a Geis, there's a Loch, you're not supposed to touch him at all. Because when the person is a Geis, any little touch could cause him to die faster. There's an issa to make a person die faster. So it wouldn't be negated touching him, but you don't have to be afraid about being in the same room or being close to him, or if it happens to be after touching him for some reason, there wouldn't be an issa for a Kohen to touch him. Right.